Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Yeah. Did you believe those guys out there today?
I have to bet they look pretty good, Hayden.
Oh, man, that was one of the best practices this team has ever had.
Danny threw great.
Hey, Danny was a shotgun. You know, those guards were blowing people off the line, and they hit that little freshman defensive back so hard, he literally sailed out of there.
Okay. We've had days we didn't kick field goals that far.
I don't know when I've been prouder of a team in my whole life.
Coach?
Yeah, Danny, what is it?
Well, a bunch of us were just talking. We thought we played pretty good out there today. It's kind of hard to tell what you thought. So we were just wondering, do we play pretty good or what?
Hey, when I think you played good, I'll tell you. Man, do I love days like this? Saturday, like we practiced today, those Badgers are in for big trouble.
Of course, we don't know how well the Badgers practiced.
Yeah, that's true. Still haven't gotten that call from the Optimist Club, huh, Luce?
Well, I'm gonna hit the showers.
Okay, Doc. Hey, Doc, remember now, I want you to wear your game face because I don't want the guys to know how happy we were about practice.
Right. How's this?
Perfect.
Okay. I'll see you guys later.
You know, there are days when I actually enjoy this job.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You got Tums. Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah?
I hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I was so excited I couldn't wait to come talk to you. I just had my first dance class with Madame Rula, and she is absolutely brilliant.
Who?
Madame Rula. Oh, come on. I told you all about her. Don't you remember? She's that famous choreographer from Europe who was only here for a semester, and I had to audition to get into her class. Don't you remember any of that?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, famous dance teacher from Europe. Really tough to get into her class. Yeah, I remember that.
Dad, she's an absolute genius.
Smart, too. Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, just to be in her presence and to watch her move, I feel like I'm in the presence of greatness. Oh, I'm all fluttery inside.
Want Tums?
Yeah, I'm glad you're so excited, Kelly.
Oh, I haven't even told you the best part. See, I was telling her all about you, and she got all excited, and she wants to meet you.
Why?
Well, because she's interested in movement, and football epitomizes the power and the primitiveness of the male vessel. Well, those are her words.
Well, I hope so.
Well, say you'll do it?
Yeah, sure. I mean, sometime we got the time, I'd be happy to meet her.
She's outside now.
What? Kelly, come on, I just finished practice. I haven't even taken a shower yet.
Oh, Dad, she's a dancer. She's used to sweat. Come on, it'll only take 2 minutes. Please?
Maybe I should leave.
No, Luther, don't go. Come on, if I gotta meet her, you gotta meet her too. Okay. Wheel her in, Kelly.
Okay, thanks. Madam Ru... Well, she was just right here.
You can't come in here!
Madam Rula!
Look out, you know her. She just wandered into the shower, Coach. She said she was looking for you.
For me?
She just walked right in. I gotta tell you, Coach, I lost my game face.
That's all right, Dob. You go back and take a shower, huh?
Right.
Nice seeing you. That's quite a team you've got there.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Madame Rula. This is my father, Hayden Fox.
How you doing?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Coach Fox.
And this is his assistant coach, Luther Van Damme.
How you do?
Van Damme.
Van Damme.
I knew a Dutch dancer named Van Den. Are you from Holland?
No, I live right here in Minnesota.
What are we laughing at?
I don't know.
Well, I told Dad that you were a big football fan.
Oh, yes. Ever since I came to America, the idea of creating a ballet inspired by football has been careening through my entire body, and I have enjoyed it. But now is time for the careening to stop and the creating to begin.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
I don't know. What's she talking about?
I want to premiere my football ballet right here at the university. But in order to create my dance, I need to feel the game. I need to lie in its bosom and have it surround me.
She wants to know if she can come to one of the practices.
Well, yeah. I mean, practices are usually closed to the public, Kelly, you know.
You won't even know I'm here.
She just wants to watch.
I don't know. What do you think, Luther?
Fine with me.
I promise you won't even see me. I'll be just like a fly on the wall. No, not a fly. Because they are more commonly associated with poop. No, I will be a graceful butterfly. Gentle, delicate, quiet. Yes, a butterfly. But I will not flit. I will just sit.
So, Dad, you think it'll...
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh! Thank you.
So, you have made a generous contribution to art, Coach Fox. We'll see you tomorrow.
She's gonna come to practice.
Yeah, we won't even see her, though, because she's gonna be a butterfly.
Good, then I'll bring a net.
You wanted to talk to me, Coach? Yeah.
Now, what in the hell do you think you were doing out there?
I got in the way, didn't I? I apologize. I was just trying to observe.
From inside the huddle? Come on, you said you were going to be a butterfly.
Like a butterfly, I was drawn to the nectar of the game.
Shut up with that stuff.
You're angry. I admire that.
Oh, yeah? But you're going to love this. Get the hell out of here!
Dad, what's going on?
Nothing. I'm just talking to your Madam Butterfly here.
Well, look, I know she got a little carried away, but you kind of...
But nothing, Kelly, but nothing. Look, I know this is important to you, and I tried to cooperate, but she was way out of line out there. She's running all over the field.
Dad.
No, that's okay. I have seen enough. I now have in my mind the quintessential football ballet. I only hope that the beauty of the dance that I create will outweigh that little screw-up on the field.
Not likely, so why don't you dance your little way out of here, all
right? Of course. I know you're a busy man. I'll see you at rehearsal.
No, you won't.
But I must. You are the technical advisor.
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're not the technical advisor, but you are the father of my staff.
What?
You are going to be the centerpiece of the entire movement.
Madam Rula, the centerpiece of an entire movement? God, do you think I'm ready for that?
Who knows when one is ready to become a star? But it is only by reaching that we can hope to attain the unattainable whatever.
Wow.
Now we must go. We have a lot of work to do in very little time. I'll see you at rehearsal.
Oh, Madam Rula, that's the door of the shower.
Oh, my goodness. They would never believe it was a mistake twice.
This is it, Coach.
Think so, Doc? Oh,
I know so. I had to borrow some tape once.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Kelly.
Thanks for coming. I know this might have been kind of an inconvenience for you.
Oh, no, no problem at all. You know, we want to be here to support you, so it won't take long, will it?
No. Madam really just wants you to see what we've done so far. See, she wants it to look as much like a real game as possible.
These guys supposed to be the players, huh?
Yeah. You kind of have to use your imagination, you know.
I'm not sure I have that much imagination.
Oh, God, our guests have arrived. I'm so glad you could come. Bernard, this is Coach Fox, Mr. Van Damme, and the Viking that I saw in the shower. This is my assistant, Bernard.
Yo, Bernard.
Let us begin.
Opening positions, everyone.
Hoot Hoot Hike is a dance in four quarters and a half time. It pits the forces of good against the forces of evil. Here, evil is ahead 13-7 with time running out. Bernard. Kelly is the ball. The ball is the soul.
Right.
In Hoot Hoot Hike, good and evil are fighting for control of the soul. The ultimate battle.
When do they dance?
They are dancing now.
She could be okay. What if they drop her?
Then we punt. I'm joking. They won't drop her.
Good for you guys.
Goodness evens the score.
Yeah, so that's it. Let's go, guys.
Oh, no, wait. There is one thing more. The finishing touch, so to speak. Came from my very soul. I hope you felt it.
Well, I felt something.
So, Dad, what'd you think? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I liked it a lot. Boy, I tell you something, Kelly, you know, for a while, I thought you were the ball.
You made a nice, tight spiral. Hayden, we gotta get back.
Coach Fox, I need to talk to Bernard for a moment, but don't leave just yet. I need to talk to you, too.
All right.
If you're gonna talk, we gotta get back. We have stuff we have to do.
Okay.
Come on, Dad, let's get a hamburger.
Hey, we'll see you, Kelly. Nice game, Bernard.
So, what'd you really think, Dad?
Well, you know, I mean, Kelly, I liked it up until the end there, you know?
What didn't you like about the end?
Well, I don't know how to say this to you except just to, like, straight out. You know your Madam Rula there? I mean, she grabbed my bottom.
Oh, Dad, come on. She probably just brushed up against you or something.
You don't brush up against somebody with a grip.
Well, I guess you'll just have to understand that she's European, you know? They touch people. They're not inhibited the way Americans are.
I'm not inhibited. I just don't like somebody tweaking my cheeks in the middle of a dance.
Kelly, you were marvelous. We'll see you tomorrow at 4.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye, Dad. Thanks for coming.
So, what do you want to talk to me about, huh?
Coach Fox, I must apologize. Something happened when the dance was over, and I feel I owe you an explanation.
What was that?
Dance moves me. If I am feeling something here, I simply must express it. I'm afraid this took you by surprise. I'm sorry if I embarrassed you.
Oh, no, heck, I wouldn't embarrass you. I'm pretty familiar with European ways. You know?
Oh, God. You are a sensitive man.
Well, you know, being a father and everything, it's...
Hey, time out! This is America, for God's sake!
Christine, what are you doing here?
Well, I drove down early to beat the storm. What's the matter?
Oh, man, Christine, you're not going to believe what's happening to me. I mean, I got this woman. She's throwing herself at me.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I want this dance thing, you know, where Kelly was the ball, but she's not really the ball, she's a soul. And there's some good and some evil there, and I don't know, at the end of this thing, this crazy European lady, her teacher, she grabbed my bottom.
She what? Hayden, you're not making any sense.
Yeah, no, I am too. I mean, Christy, she attacked me. Yeah, I mean, Kelly said it was just some European custom, you know, but then Kelly left and she jumped on me. I mean, she got me in this kind of leg lock, Christy, and then she kissed me. I mean, she didn't have to kiss me. She was clamped to my face. She was trying to suck the life out of me, man.
How big is this woman?
Oh, she's tiny, but she's tricky, Christina. I just don't believe it. I mean, I think she's possessed.
Well, Hayden, I want you to stay away from her.
Well, I'm trying to, but I can't shake her. I mean, she jumped on my back, and then I had to slip through a door sideways. I was trying to scrape her off me, you know, and then I ran to my car, and she's right behind me. I mean, thank God I had four-wheel drive. I shouldn't even be here. I just didn't want to go to the office where she could find me. Oh, my God.
What?
She found me. Look.
Well, I don't see anything. Oh, my God, Hayden.
Yeah, see, that's her.
Well, she's barefoot. She's going to catch pneumonia.
Well, I told you she was crazy. I can't believe she followed me here.
Go away. Shoot. Can we call somebody?
Oh, there you go. See, that's a good idea. Now, I'll call campus security, Christy. Hey, keep an eye on her, right? Don't let her go anywhere.
Hayden, hurry. She's starting to turn blue.
Hi. Yeah, this is Hayden Fox. Yeah, I need someone to come out here right away. Okay, 46 Lakeside Lane. Well, obvious it's on the lake. God, jeez. Listen, I got this crazy European woman. She's dancing outside my window. No, I know it sounds crazy, but she's bouncing around out there in the snow, and she's got hardly anything on. I think someone needs to come out here and put her somewhere.
Oh, my God. She fell down. Hayden, she isn't moving.
Crying out loud. Listen, can you stay right there? Listen, I'll call you right back.
Oh, she is going to freeze to death. You have got to go out and get her.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she's not moving. Oh, man. Okay, I'll go get her. See, Christine, this is why I hate art.
You be careful. Don't slip. Is she still breathing? What? Brush the snow off of her face. Hayden, pick her up. Don't drag her. Just put her on the couch and wrap her in blankets.
Yeah, I tell you, Christine, she's nuts.
Oh.
She's got me.
Oh, this poor little thing.
Hey. Okay. Wake up, little butterfly.
Butterfly?
Yeah, that's what she calls herself. What? Come on, crazy lady. Up, hey.
Oh, Hayden, she is just freezing. I've got to get some more blankets.
Okay, I'll get some brandy.
What? She's out cold.
Yeah, well, she's going to want something warm when she comes to.
Oh, right.
If she doesn't come to, I'm going to drink it. Yeah. Christine, come on.
Get down. You don't belong up there.
Please, I don't need any help. I got up here by myself. I can get down by myself.
What do you think you're doing?
And who is this?
Well, I'm Christine Armstrong. His girl... Woman. I'm Christine Armstrong. I thought she was out cold.
Well, obviously we didn't leave her in the snow long enough.
I don't understand any of this.
But you are a woman. You must understand the attraction I have for this man. Ever since the first day in his office when our eyes met and I touched his trophy, I wanted to experience him.
Little gold thing I got my desk, Christine.
Oh, but please, don't misunderstand me. You have nothing to worry about. My interest in Coach Fox is purely physical.
Well, that's a load off my mind. Hayden, is this a joke?
No, I told you, Christine, a woman is wacko.
Why? Because I am spontaneous? Because I'm not afraid to bare my soul?
Oh, because you keep jumping on me like a pine tree.
But don't you see I was just following my impulse? If you deny me my freedom, you deny me my art. And it is only through being free that we can hope to grasp the unattainable water.
I don't want to listen to this again.
Are you saying you don't approve of the freedom of the spirit?
I'm saying I don't approve of you jumping on me, and I don't approve of the influence you're having over my daughter.
What have I done to your daughter?
Well, I just don't want her being some damn butterfly.
What would you like her to grow up to be? A simple-minded slug who takes a century to move an inch?
It's a shot at me, isn't it?
You know, Coach Fox, there are other ways to live besides following the crowd.
Well, hey, what's wrong with following the crowd?
What's all right about it?
Well, if a lot of people are doing it, there's got to be a good reason.
The reason is you're all afraid.
Afraid of what?
You tell me.
Hell, I don't even know what we're talking about.
We're talking about the difference between you and me.
You wacko.
Slug-o.
Before we all start saying things that we don't mean, why don't I put on some coffee?
Christine, forget the damn coffee. She's getting out of here.
Oh, well, okay, fine. If you have a problem, why didn't you just say so?
That's what I've been trying to tell you since I met you.
You know, Coach Fox, it is too bad that you don't see a place for both of us in this world, because it is the innovative, not the followers, that change the world and provide most of the zest. Goodbye, Coach Fox. Christine, I love your jacket.
Hey, well, I say that stuff, huh? I'm innovative. I'm not a follower.
Hayden, it's okay. She's gone.
No, I mean, where does she get off saying that stuff? Hey, come on. I was the first guy in Minnesota to use a shotgun offense.
Hayden, it's all right. It's over.
See, that's what I don't like about European folks. You know what I'm saying? They got this kind of zestier-than-now attitude going for them.
Hayden, it's all right.
Well, I mean it. I mean, they think they're the only ones that know how to live. Come on, now. We got some exciting lives going here for us. I mean, I think you and I are living right on the edge, don't you?
Well, sure we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like extraordinary, but I mean, you're a newscaster, and that's damn exciting, and I'm a football coach, and that's not 9 to 5 in it, huh? Yeah, I think we're doing pretty damn well letting our hair down.
Well, if you say so. Would you like a cup of tea?
You don't think so, do you?
I didn't say that.
No, you're about getting ready to agree with the spider lady there,
oh,
I know.
No, I don't agree with her, but I wouldn't exactly categorize us as free spirits.
I think we're boring, don't you?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't have to, Christine. My God, it's a perfect end to the perfect day.
Oh, now you're mad.
Oh, no, I'm not mad. That's too passionate for a guy like me. I'm grumpy.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry.
Gosh, you know, I just thought we were a fun couple.
We are.
We're not. We're boring.
Hayden.
What?
Catch.